community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An arrest for allegedly starting a wildfire. The fire in southern New Jersey, says Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheim.
We did arrest a 19-year-old young man from Waretown. His name is Joseph Kling.
No word about a motive. President Trump at the White House saying the U.S. and China are talking every day about trade and tariffs.
They had a meeting this morning, so I can't tell you. It doesn't matter who they is.
But China's publicly denying any talks with the U.S. are going on. Reporter asked President Trump about the report today showing sales of existing homes in March were the lowest since 2009.
No, they had very good numbers on housing today, extremely good numbers. And that's despite interest rates.
The housing report is a regular one from the National Association of Realtors. It says sales were the slowest since the end of the Great Recession. Wall Street major indexes closed higher on some better-than-expected corporate earnings reports. The Dow and the Nasdaq up over 400 points. This is ABC News.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team, and I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like a issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with showers and lows in the upper 30s. Some rain lingering tomorrow morning, then a gradual clearing for the afternoon. Highs into the low 50s. And sun is back for the weekend, around 60 Saturday, low 60 Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to look at the NFL draft in Green Bay, some news of the day, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
It's not true. I'm not wearing a cup right now. Mostly just because it's Thursday. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. I am Pete Schwabba. I could have just as easily made a joke about going commando, Aaron.
You could have.
I'm not going to do that. I'm way too mature for that kind of thing, though.
Well, of course. I would expect nothing less.
That is the voice of Aaron Zommers, ladies and gentlemen, joining me tonight on Nightlight, because the kid Conrad Krieger is on vacation like only Conrad can do. Of course, he's at the NFL draft, hoping the Packers will draft him as their punter or sign him as a free agent. But Conrad will be back on Tuesday. In the meantime, I am in great hands here. We had Sam last night. I know you and Sam don't get along personally, but you're both very professional.
That's news to me, but okay. I guess I'll keep my distance.
He badmouthed you all night. Listen to the podcast, Aaron, and you'll see what I'm talking about. No, you guys are both awesome. Thank you so much for filling in tonight. And
absolutely.
Oh, my God. Catherine Lake is here. Gordy is here of John and Gordy fame. What is going on? And he's got a puppet. That is so unprofessional. For you to come in here with a, what is that, an ostrich?
Hi, Pete. I've always wanted to meet you.
Gordy Young, come on the stream here so people can see.
No.
Oh, sorry. There's no Gordy. It's just a puppet. Hi, how are you?
Very nice. Can I give you a big kiss?
On the cheek. All right.
Why are you here?
Listen,
why
this is
up in Green Bay with everybody else.
Family show, because I'm trying to keep your seat warm for you, buddy. Okay. On Monday,
I can't. I'm sorry.
Just rolling in.
Are you on the air right now?
I am on the air.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Yeah, and people are listening, and this is just it's absolute chaos breaking out. But you're a legend in radio, so it's okay.
Okay.
You raised the Q rating of the show.
Really?
Yeah. You want to have
think
a seat?
So?
Yeah.
Do you like our new microphone setups here? With
I
the
do.
Milton Berle books.
Folks, if you haven't tuned in to John and Gordy, they are outstanding. They're on every morning here at WMDX from 8 to 6 to 8.
6 to 8.
I love you too, buddy. In the most platonic way possible, I assure you. Nothing is happening. Do you dig me in the big way? Is that what you're saying?
We can talk. Okay, after the show.
What is happening here? I make a joke about going commando, and the next thing I know, Gordy's hitting on me. It's just a weird sequence of events.
See, we love you.
It's great.
I didn't
have a seat, man. No,
can
that's
I?
Okay. Yeah.
Is that all right?
Absolutely. Hey, you want to hear the show I got tonight?
Yes. Who's on?
So I don't know how tied in you are with the world of stand-up comedy, but comedy legend Rich Scheidner is on the show tonight. He's also an author. You've seen him on Letterman, Carson. He's making the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35 tonight. And
yeah.
Rich is awesome. And he's going to tell, he's got all these great old stories about comics.
Okay.
Like Kenny Youngman, the first Civil War comic, a funny story about Steve Martin. And he wrote a book about it, so he's going to come out and talk about
excellent.
That at 6:35. And then I've got Catherine. You'll know who this is, too.
I thought Catherine should be in here.
She can come in here if she wants. It's
okay.
Madison. She owns this town.
Come on in here.
Don Rosen of WRJM. Fame.
Really?
Yeah. Don and
he's
I like
great.
To get together and talk about celebrity sightings, because Don's had a few of them. I've had a few of them. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. This is absurd. I shouldn't be in here.
Catherine Lake, ladies and gentlemen, she is the...
I don't do radio anymore.
No, well, you don't do radio. You have a great radio voice. It's good to see you guys. This is a fun little impromptu party.
We thought we'd come in and just show you how it's done.
Yeah.
No, we just want to surprise you.
Listen, if you got
move your papers around,
pie graph or something, I'd love to see it because I'm kind of learning on the job still. But Gordy Young of the John and Gordy Show, mornings here from 6 to 8 on WMDX.
By the way, missing for the last 2 days, a little illness, but John Peterson without Gordy Young, not a good thing. I'm sorry, it just didn't work.
Oh, no.
There was no structure. There was no laughter. It was you were missed.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
I thought there was drama between Sam and Aaron.
No, it
sounds
John
like this
Gordy.
Is much.
No, yeah,
I'm going to ask for a raise now. I didn't know I was that important.
it's like all a big reality show here. I love
we
it.
We like to have fun. You know, that's what it's all about.
Will you guys be part of my question of the night?
Well,
I think it's time for us to do the question of the night. Was this shared with you, Aaron?
It was not.
Okay, so let's just go right to it.
We'll figure it out.
We don't need an intro for the question of the night.
It's your show, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of National Bucket List Day, the question tonight is, what is on your bucket list?
Oh, wow.
That is the nightlight question of the night.
Africa.
So,
gotta go to Africa? I got to go to that continent.
See, what about you, buddy? You know, it's funny you mentioned travel because that's the first thing that came to my mind is I'd love to go to Alaska. I would love to go to Alaska.
That's very doable.
Yeah, I know.
I did stand-up comedy there in the 90s.
Did you really?
I did at Anchorage.
Really?
Good crowd?
You know what? It was a
cold
crowd. They were chilly, but there was a great...
Yeah.
The show was great. They were good crowds. And then there was a band, like a house band that played every night, and they were fantastic.
Really?
It's like one of the best weeks I've ever had on the road. And then I got halibut for like $4 because it was Alaska.
I imagine it just like Northern Exposure. Remember that TV show? I would love to walk right into a town like that.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's how you picture it. And
that's how I don't know if that's real, really the way it is, but that's the way I picture
it. I mean, they've got their problems, but it was, I enjoyed myself. But that's our question of the night. So, Gordy Young wants to go to Alaska. Catherine wants to go to Africa. And it's all about travel, right?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd like to go to Italy. I've never really been,
great.
And I'd like to win an Oscar. I probably have a better shot at this point.
Going to Italy.
Yeah. Especially since I won an Oscar for sound design and I know nothing about that. So. But that's our question of the night. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what is on your bucket list.
Why is she leaving?
She's bailing.
Why?
We got a text on the stream. 92.7 WMDX says, we love having Pete at the WMDX studio.
Yes.
But that's from WMDX.
Why don't you get up early and crash our show? We're on from 6 to 8 a.m. Come tomorrow morning.
I'm not going to beg to get up at that hour, but if you say, Pete, we've got a spot for you.
Pete, we do have a spot for you. Come in tomorrow morning.
Listen, I am staying in like Kettle Moraine. That's where they put me up.
Really?
It's like I'm in the western suburbs. I'd have to leave now to get back here somehow. I don't even know how that works.
It's like Kettle Moraine. That's beautiful. Beautiful this time of year.
But if Gordy and Catherine are here and you're in Kettle Moraine and I'm not doing it, who's manning the text line?
That's what I don't know.
It's
a little paranormal X-Files activity.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of freaked out. Now I'm glad you guys are here.
Who is on the text line?
There's a lot of people.
You get a lot of texts.
We
from
do
all over the state. It's amazing.
But
it's
you
great.
Guys must too. You're like local legends.
You know, Madison is a sleepy little town. So the first hour is a little spare of texts.
Because nobody's up yet.
Nobody. They might
tough.
Be up, but it takes a while for them to get going.
They got to get their text muscles warmed up.
Yeah.
Got to do their thumb exercises.
Anyway, it's great to have you here, Pete.
Hey, fun to be here. I love doing the show from this studio. It's fun to inhabit the same space you guys do. And, I love when you guys came on my show. You did the popcorn pick last week.
It was great.
So it was a lot of fun.
Now, why are you here where everybody's up in Green Bay? Tonight's the night, the opening night of the NFL draft. I would have thought you'd be there. No?
You know, somehow I got talked into I'm in Kettle Moraine, and I'm in a tent. They got me in a tent, but it's $9 a night, but they're covering it, so that's good. No, I told this story last night, actually. I'm in this hotel, and I check in Tuesday night. I did the show in Green Bay. I come down here, and my room smells like weed. like strong. And I'm like, really? Maybe it's in the hall and it's just wafting in here. But I asked a security guard who was walking by and I said, that's coming from this room, right? And she goes, yeah. So I got a new room. But it reminded me of a story, Gordy, when I was doing stand-up comedy. I was working in Winnipeg at a club, and they used to, you know, in the contract, they put you in this nice hotel, but it's really a room above the club.
Oh, great.
Looks like somebody died in there at some point. Somebody OD'd, you know.
Yeah.
But I go in there, and it smells like weed really bad. Sure. And just musty guy smell. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So I call the club owner. I said, what is the deal? This really smells in here. It's terrible. And he goes, really? He goes, God, Tommy Chong stayed there last week. He didn't say anything. I swear to God, that's interesting. The room smells like Tommy Chong. Oh, that's why God. It smells. So they moved me to a Ramada.
Wow.
Because I get you know, that kind
Tommy
of
Tommy Chong is like 86 years old. I'm serious.
Yeah, I believe you.
He's done well for himself.
He's doing okay. And it's not from a lack of smoking weed. I can, in my own experience, I can share that. But that is tonight's question, folks. What is on your bucket list? Share it with us. Stream us. Text us on the app. If you don't have the Civic Media app, you absolutely should. It's so easy to use. Just click the little text icon right next to the station you're listening to and let us know what is on your bucket list. Aaron Zommers sitting in for Conrad tonight. And Conrad stands, actually. But
I could stand.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Why am I?
You don't have to do this exactly like Conrad does. You know, you just...
I bring my own style, a more relaxed style.
Does Conrad get the night off now?
Yeah, he's at the draft.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's partying hard.
Okay.
He is partying hard, my friend.
Good times.
This was a pleasant surprise. Thank you. Well, it was a surprise.
It's not that pleasant.
No, it's good to see you guys. I never see Catherine anymore when I come
in
here.
I know.
And you're already back taking a nap, probably.
Well, do you like the new studio here? Isn't this cool?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. I wish they had left the couch, though. There's still room for the couch in here.
The problem, I think, is that if you have the couch, it's no longer ADA compliant because then you can't fit a wheelchair through.
Oh, is that really it?
I believe that is the reason.
Wow.
Okay.
Get a smaller couch. That's true. How about a nice hide-a-bed? Then I wouldn't have to stay in Kettle Moraine.
That's right. A hide-a-bed. A roll-away
bed. A Murphy bed. Yeah, that's what this studio's like.
A hammock.
No, it looks awesome. I love it. And it's always fun. It's fun to look over State Street.
Yes.
So it's awesome.
It's always wonderful to have you in town.
Thank you, buddy. I'll come on your show anytime. You name it.
Okay,
name
tomorrow morning, 6:20.
Anytime next time I'm in town. No, okay. I'm kidding. 6:20, look at you. My God. I probably, you guys are so responsible when it comes to radio. I know you're already booked, so I don't want to infringe.
You're
if you want to stick around and do a pre-record.
We're booked weeks in advance. Yeah, it's hard to get on our show.
It's Gordy Young, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, check out The Morning Show with John and Gordy. Will John be back tomorrow? Or will you
hell, I don't know. I we don't talk. You
Wait,
know?
Did you call in sick today?
I did. Yeah,
and you're here tonight.
I've been a little under the weather the last couple of days. Yeah, it's
well, thanks
you
for
know.
Coming in.
it's nothing contagious.
This is
me.
Like when you call in sick at school, and then the teacher right. sees you out at the park or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. No, it's all good.
That's awesome. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
It's good to see you. We've got, speaking of, right there. Oh, God, not on the neck. I'm going to go home and my wife's going to be, well, Gordy had an ostrich puppet and she'll be.
No tongue.
She'll
it's
be
very,
like.
Very affectionate ostrich.
I would say so. But that's like such a weird excuse. Like if I had a hickey and I went home and I said to my wife what actually happened, she'd go.
Oh, it's Gordy's ostrich.
Right, yeah. That sounds too weird to be
really
made up.
That sounds weird.
Yeah. So I think she'll buy it.
All right, Pete.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you. Good to see you. Feel better.
Thank
all right. Tune in. Let's do this. We've got big changes happening here at Civic Media, and the new schedule is fantastic, folks. And speaking of Gordy and John, even though we have a new schedule, you can still hear them 6 to 8 every morning here at WMDX, followed by Stephanie Miller from 8 to 11.
Here in Madison.
Here in Madison, right. And then and Mino and the Mayor are still on in their slot up in Northeast Wisconsin at WISS and WGBW. So that hasn't changed, but from 6 to 9 on the network, you can hear Pat Kreitlow, and that's powered by Up North News. And before that, it's Pam Yonke with the Farm Report from 5 to 6 a.m. Matt and Aaron Air, Jane and Greg from 9 to 11, the Tom Hartman Show from 11 to 2, Todd Alba and my pal Aaron Zommers, who is here tonight from 2 to 4, the Maggie Dunn Show from 4 to 6, and Nightlight remains unchanged for now. It's great to have you with me on this Wednesday night, coming to you from Madison. It's a popcorn pick Thursday night. And we're coming right back. What did I forget, Aaron?
I'm not sure.
All right, we're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here. If you were misled or lied to in any way when buying a timeshare, right now is your wake-up call. With the tariffs, economy tanking, and inflation rising, you might need to ask yourself this question. Is owning a timeshare a good idea? With all the economic uncertainty, you need to protect yourself and your family. Don't look back and say, if I'd have only got rid of that stupid timeshare they lied to me about. It's time to stop thinking about canceling your timeshare and finally get rid of it and be smart with your money. At Wesley Financial Group, we've saved 48,000 families an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare permanently or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. I'm live from Madison tonight. We had a little pandemonium here break out at the beginning of the show. I can't remember what
it was.
It was
very unexpected.
It was a beautiful thing. It was like spontaneous. It was good to see Gordy Young and Catherine Lake stopping by. That was fun. So our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what's on your bucket list? It is National Bucket List Day. We've all got a bucket list. Aaron, do you have something that's on your bucket list?
I would really love, funnily enough, since you mentioned earlier you wanted to win an Oscar for sound design, I would love to score a movie.
Oh, how fun would that be?
It would be very fun. I've written some music.
Really?
I went to school for music theory, so it is something theoretically within my realm of capability. I would love to do it someday.
Let me ask you this. Does working here with all this equipment in any way help you maybe produce something?
Yes.
Music-wise?
In a way. It's definitely the more audio that I process working here, yeah. I'm able to record stuff at home faster, even though it's recording completely different things. It has transferred over to some degree.
That's interesting. That's a great bucket list item. Score a movie. And not out of the realm of possibility. Like, even if it's like an independent film.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying like I need to be the next John Williams or something. Just a movie.
I think that's cool. So let us know what's on your bucket list, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app. Text us on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, or X. You can let us know what's on your bucket list, and we will read it on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate in the show. I don't get political on this show because I feel like entertainment brings everybody together, like sports. It's something we can all, you know. There are Hollywood haters out there. They're kind of irrational sometimes, but
But it's I don't okay get to be wrong.
Exactly. What do you got against movies and TV? Give me a break. But I will say I was prepared to go slightly political today when I was on Todd's show because I saw a comment under a hotel site that had an interracial couple on the ad. And they had it was a white woman and a black husband and, you know, kids that were black and white. And the comments underneath were so hateful. Enough with this woke stuff. I'm like, that's woke? An interracial couple? That's been happening for centuries. People are losing their minds. I don't get it.
Yeah, it reminds me of, I don't remember which Star Wars movie, but I think it might have been The Last Jedi when that came out. And there's literally like a quarter to a half of a second of two women kissing at the end of the movie. And people freaked out. It's like, dude, yeah, wow. First of all, it's a galaxy far, far away. Even if you don't, if you're not with it, I guess, in the real world, it's fantasy. So I don't get it.
All the more reason. It's fantasy. You don't even know what is happening or where they are.
Right.
Who cares? But anyway, and I don't get it either because I don't like there are people that are like done with Springsteen because he sings about this or that. I'm like, have you been listening to his music for decades?
It's always been like
it's
that.
It's Working
yeah.
Man. It's under like, that's who he is. Like Vince Vaughn was at the White House the other day. It's not like I'm never going to watch Swingers again or Old School. I mean, that just, that mentality is so odd to me. But we are broadcasting live from Madison tonight, folks. It's great to have you with me at Nightlight. Aaron Zommer is sitting in for Conrad Krieger, who is at the draft. This is fun, and I feel like this needs a replay because last week, I think it was last week actually, Mike did the popcorn pick of the week. I think Gordy and John did it the week before that. But Mike talked about how he wrote a song that was very famous in Wisconsin and probably around the country called the Pack Arena because the Mac Arena was popular then. And we were talking about how I used it in a movie I made called The Godfather of Green Bay. And Mike said, I saw that, you know, and you probably don't know this, but I wrote a song called the Pack Arena. And Jane Mantenere sang on the recording. And so I think since the draft is in Green Bay right now, we've got some Green Bay stuff that left over from the Todd Alba show that Aaron was certainly a part of. I think we should hear a little bit of that, the Mike Clemens creation with Jane Mantenere on vocals. That's Jane.
I believe so.
From the frozen tundra of Green Bay. The Packers are going all the way this year. There's no doubt about it. Barks in the pocket. Pass complete. Touchdown, Green Bay. Boy, Lombardi would have loved this.
We are cheeseheads cheering at the Lambo. This is the year we make it to the big show. Our passes makes touchdowns, and we will do the Lambo leap in title town.
That's hilarious. Jane has such a great speaking voice, sort of so unique.
She does,
but
yes.
She's got a great, that's her singing. It sounds nothing.
That part's her too. No, it's not. It was her broadcast partner at the time, Dan Weber.
But you said Mike Clemens is not credited on this.
I just found this on a random YouTube video. This isn't like the official label release or anything like that. So this only mentions those two. But if Mike says he wrote it, I believe he wrote it.
I believe him too. He has no reason to lie. And it's not like, I mean, all the proceeds went to charity. It's not like Mike's getting screwed out of royalties or anything like that. So, but a very cool thing. I had no idea about this. It's just so great. All right. Rich Scheidner is coming up in just a few minutes, folks. He is an author and a legendary comedian. You've seen him on Carson and Letterman and all the shows. He's one of the people that really influenced me in my early stand-up days. Just a phenomenal comic. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week in just a few minutes, and then we will talk to him about some really fun, iconic stories about comedians, one that involves Steve Martin and Lamb Chop, and it is hilariously funny. And then our pal Don Rosen comes by at 7:20 to talk about celebrity sightings. I'll probably ask Don what's on his bucket list, too. What do you think's on? Let's do this. What do you think is on Don's bucket list?
On Don Rosen's bucket list?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's already done a lot of stuff,
he has,
to my knowledge.
Let's think about that. Let's ponder. Let's noodle. We'll be back right after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed. Folks, this is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found most students are missing school less often year over year, but students from low-income families are still missing school at a higher rate. According to the data, overall chronic absenteeism dropped by about 2% from the 2022-23 school year to last school year. The overall rate in the 2023-24 school year was 17.7%, but the data found students from low-income families are still missing more than 1 in 10 days of school at a rate of nearly 30%. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is looking for public feedback on a proposal to use a specific herbicide and pesticide under special permits. The proposal would include granting conditional approval for the special pesticide registrations of Lorax DF and Stinger HL to manage pest issues with carrots and strawberries when already federally registered options fail. The proposal would allow the use of the herbicide and pesticide through 2029. Public comments on the proposal will be accepted until April 29th. Washburn County wildlife experts are reminding residents to avoid using lead tackle during fishing season to help protect local animals that depend on the waterways. Experts say a wide range of animals could be affected by the use of lead tackle, ranging from the fish in the waterways themselves to eagles, swans, and turtles that feed on those fish. They're advising residents to clear out any lead lures and sinkers from their tackle boxes in favor of non-poisonous materials like tin, steel, and titanium. Hunters should also avoid using lead ammunition. A Comstock man has been sentenced to prison in connection to a police chase in Barron County. According to court documents, 41-year-old Zachary Sexton was charged with attempting to flee an officer in March. He entered into a deal pleading guilty to the charge, with previously filed charges of possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia being dismissed. He also allegedly told officers he fled because he had a warrant out for his arrest on the drug charges at the time. Sexton was sentenced to 1 year in prison and 3 years of extended supervision. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you were a fan of Malcolm in the Middle, you'll want to hear this. The 25th anniversary reboot of the show is currently in production in Vancouver. Deadline reports that the Fox show, which first dropped in 2000, will air 4 new episodes on Disney+. Bryan Cranston, Jane Kaczmarek, and Frankie Muniz will all revise their roles. The original Malcolm produced 151 episodes over 7 seasons. Speaking of Frankie Muniz, if you're wondering what the 39-year-old actor has been up to, the answer is racing. Muniz launched a career as a full-time NASCAR driver just recently. He was not happy with his finish in a recent race on April 18th where his power steering line burst and he injured his hand while compensating. Muniz was also involved in an accident during a race in Bristol, Tennessee in early April. Sounds like I could beat him with my Honda. The actor says if he had to choose between acting or racing, he would choose racing. If things keep going the way they're going, they will be looking for a new middle child on Malcolm. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with showers and lows in the upper 30s. Some rain lingering tomorrow morning, then a gradual clearing for the afternoon. Highs into the low 50s. And sun is back for the weekend, around 60 Saturday, low 60 Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Civic Media.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, live from downtown beautiful Madison, Wisconsin tonight, looking out over State Street on a gorgeous spring evening here in the state of Wisconsin. Conrad is at the draft up in Green Bay, our typical home. Aaron Zommer is sitting in. Thank you for riding shotgun, buddy. Conrad will be back Tuesday night and probably, well, very hungover, let's be honest. But hope he's having a good time. Our question of the night, it is National Bucket List Day. What is on your bucket list? Share it with me, please, and I will read it on the radio. But right now, it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our popcorn pick of the week. And joining me to make the popcorn pick of the week is an author and a legendary stand-up comedian. You've seen him on, what did you do, Rich? You did all the shows, right? Carson, Letterman, all the
I did everything comedy. I was supposed to do. I did I did about 16 Carsons and half a dozen or eight Lettermans and Lenos and HP. I did everything I was supposed to do then, and I'm still talking to you.
That's what I do. I prey on the guys that still need to talk to me. That's why I got my hooks into you, buddy. I'm not beyond a little vulturism.
It's good. It's good, man.
So we've got a lot to talk about, Rich. You were here a few months ago. We're gonna do the popcorn pick, and then I want to hear. I love what you're doing on social media. We'll talk about that too. But let's start with a little conversation about movies. How do you like to watch movies? You like to go to the theater, Rich, or do you like to be at home?
No. I'm watching at home. We got a great home system.
Oh, nice.
I think. You know, the theaters is just, the problem is people. The problem is people. You know, they come in, they got to be on their phones. It drives me nuts. I was Bonnie Raitt concert last night. I knew this. I haven't been in a concert in a while. But the reason I stopped going is because people singing along with it. You know, that's it irritates me. Anything. Angel from Montgomery, woman right behind me, had to break out the Dying Crow voice. You know, it's it was just horrible. It was horrible. But, you know, I like to sit at home. I like to sit at home and watch. We got a great system and sound system and a great big screen and high def. And, you know, it's great. But every once in a while, I'd still like to go to a movie because I can go in the daytime. I'm a comedian. We always could go in the daytime. There's certain movies you got to see big screen.
Absolutely. And that was the best thing. I mean, I haven't been a comic in years, but was going to the theater and nobody was there during the day. So you could stretch out, you know, all that kind of stuff. If we had phones back then, we could be on our phones, but we didn't even have them yet. So,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, when you go to a theater, I know you're kind of a guy that doesn't take a lot of crap from people, Rich. That's kind of you're not afraid to say it how it is. Your reputation precedes you. When people are talking in a theater, what do? Do you shush them? Do you threaten them? Do you give them a look?
If it's possible, I move now.
Yeah.
Shush them. I've been far worse. This actually happened. Rick Overton and his girlfriend at the time, Debbie Dupere, my first wife and I, Carol Leifer, went to Westwood Village in LA to see, Victor Victoria, right? Edwards movie.
Yeah.
Right. This guy back of me's talking. I turn very nice. I mean, but I'm much younger and much angrier. And I turn, I go, come on, shh, shh. And he just stares at me. And then he talks some more. I mean, he's just talking a regular voice. Like, I don't know what this actor's funny. You know, I'm like, come on, man.
Oh, no.
He's like, no. And then the third time I turn, he went, F you. And I really went over the chair. I went over swinging. I grabbed him by the shirt and I was tagging him. tagging him hard. And so finally, he's all right. He's down on the floor. And I was Overton said my feet were up in the air. You couldn't even see me. I was down. And we get up. I get up. I go back to my seat. You know, I watch the rest of the movie. I'm done. It's over, and I watch the rest of the movie. And he moved. I don't know where he was. And the end of the movie comes up to me. His shirt's ripped. He's holding this little chain. He says, you got to learn to deal with your anger. I said, you got to learn to deal with the fact when you say F you to somebody, that starts the fight.
Right. That kind of escalates things.
Where I'm from, when you say that, the next thing is a punch. I mean, I don't know where you're from, but we don't do 13 FUs back and forth. You know,
right?
That's where it was.
It's on.
But if I'm much different, I just move. I move. They're talking. Yeah. If I can move it at all possible, I just move. That's it. Because that would be the guy down on the bottom of the pile. Right. I'm 72.
Are you really?
Feet will be up in the air. Yeah.
Overton was on the show recently. He did the popcorn pick like 5 or 6 weeks ago. Love talking to Rick. Are you guys still friends?
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's a great guy. Fantastic. Great comic. Improvisational wizard.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Rich, what's your favorite movie snack? Like when you're sitting at home or in the theater, do you
popcorn,
change it up?
Popcorn. Nice. Popcorn. I like butter, and I put the yeast on. My wife just started the yeast on top of the butter, and I like it. I like butter. Everything I eat is just a butter delivery system. That's all it is. You know, you realize lobster, you go, lobster, man, lobster, so good with butter. And then one time I had lobster without any butter. I went, lobster is just a butter delivery system. In fact, I'll eat shoe leather if you dip it in melted butter. I mean, I don't care.
That's great. So you like to watch movies at home. You like popcorn. What kind of movies, Rich? Like, what's your favorite genre? What do you typically like to watch?
I tell you the truth. I've been my wife and I'll do like, we'll take one director. We'll just go through that whole director's library.
That's a great way.
So, you know, right. So it's whoever it is, John Huston, whatever. We just go through them. But I like the old, I'm right now, I'm watching a lot of old pre-code movies. So we watch this movie, Babyface, with Barbara Stanwyck, young Barbara Stanwyck. Oh, wow. And it's really wild, man. Pre-code is pretty interesting because they were really, you know, they were out there in terms of from 1930 movie or 1929 movie, really out there. But I like that. I like that. But comedies are tough. You know, we're comedians, so comedies are tough, you know. But certain movies, man, Dr. Strangelove, I'll watch again and again and again. And Don't Look Up, which is a kind of a recent favorite in comedy. But I generally like something with aliens. If it's a movie about aliens, I want to see the aliens.
Nice. So,
you know, but it's sort of like, I don't know. That's what I like.
Do you find when you watch?
Not just the alien movie, but any kind of space creatures, any kind of space creature.
Have you seen a movie called... what's it called? Battle Los Angeles. It's Aaron Eckhart.
No.
It's from like 15 years ago and it kind of flew under the radar, but it's about Marines in Los Angeles and aliens are invading Los Angeles.
Oh, I did see that.
It's great.
I forgot the name of it, but it is great.
Yeah.
It is great. I did see it.
It was one of those movies I was like, I kind of stumbled on and I was like, well, I'll give this a shot. And I loved it. Like my expectations were low.
That movie now.
Yeah, that's a great one. Rich Scheidner is here, folks. Yeah. He's an author. We're going to talk about his books. And he is he's got this new thing he does in social media where he tells these fantastic stories about comedians. He's here to make the popcorn pick. What do you think, Rich? Are you ready to give us a great pick?
A great pick.
Popcorn pick of the week. A movie you can recommend. Let's do a drum roll. This is big stuff. Rich Scheidner, ladies and gentlemen, making the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, wow. A couple years ago. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that actress. Yeah, I know. This actress is great. The story is great. It's interesting. Yeah, it's very artistic. I mean,
Very nice.
I like that a lot.
Awesome.
So it just came, you know, when you first said that came into my head. That's it.
So that's one, folks. If you haven't seen it, it's only a couple years old. You could probably stream it just about anywhere. Great movie. Oscar nominated for Best Picture. Awesome pick. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
How are you doing? So let's do this. You're in Asheville, North Carolina now. You left L.A., right?
Yes. We live in Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay. So my aunt moved down there recently, like probably right before the floods. How did you get through that? Are you doing okay? And what's it like down there now? Are people getting
it was wild. I'm telling you, it was absolutely wild. Power was out for, I think, like 10 days in our house. We had a generator, but I didn't fill the propane tank beforehand. So I really had to be judicious with that. What's interesting, we had water because we have a well. A lot of people, of course, they lost electricity, they lost the water, city water too. City water was out for months. My neighborhood, a lot of trees. We're on the side of the mountain, so it wasn't flooding for us. It was trees that came down. A lot of trees on my property, but I got lucky. Just missed the house, missed the car, took out fence. But the roads, we have a private community, so our roads were blocked and all the driveways. Interesting thing to me was it just sort of ad hoc crew formed the first day to open up the road to one road goes into the community out. So we had to open that road and we just started. And then we worked every day for like 7 days. Every day I'd get up like my job, 8 a.m. I was out there with these guys and chainsaws. And I also learned that there's a hierarchy. By the way, Milwaukee Tools is a big favorite. Milwaukee's high, high up on the tool echelon.
Okay.
And then when it comes to chainsaws, it's tough to beat steel. A guy showed up with what is it that Sears used to make? I can't remember what they're Craftsman.
Oh yeah.
So everybody's out there with steel chainsaws. He comes out with a Craftsman, and really, they heckled him off. They heckled him off the crew. He had to go back. He had to go back, and a couple days later, he finally was able to buy a steel at the hardware store when it opened, like 3-4 days later. But I mean, I never saw anybody going. Like he was shamed. He was shamed for his choice.
He's out there to help.
They go, "What are you going to do?" Yeah, he's out there. But what are you doing? Yeah, why don't you get those leaves off that branch over there with that thing? But we had so much fun. We had so much that just that you know that guy kind of. And it was work every day. And I just got to a bond with these neighbors, people, you know, some of these guys I didn't hang out with before.
Right.
And it was tremendous, but this place is going to be a long time. They're still cleaning up places.
Wow.
There are still streams with huge tractor trailers in them where they floated downstream and then got stuck there and just there. They haven't pulled the debris from all the streams yet that turned into huge rivers and the rivers it was historic, a 29-foot crest on the river. The biggest before that they ever recorded was over 100 years ago at 22 feet. So it was 7 feet above the record for flooding. It was incredible. And there are a lot of people that there was a guy who just, this is really, I mean, he moved from Pensacola, Florida because he was sick of the hurricanes.
Oh my.
Right. And he's in this group that I'm in, the Stop Drinking group. And he moved up, and his friend, both of them were Vietnam vets. And they told him, come on, move up here. It's not a problem in hurricanes. So he comes up and he moves to a place called Pensacola, North Carolina, which is like a few miles north of Asheville, right? He's gone. His house is gone. He's gone. Never found him. There's so many things that got washed downstream, washed down river.
Like he's passed away
later. Yeah. Gone. Nobody had cell phone service for a few days, right? So his friend, I saw him at this place. We all gathered, and he said, I'm going to go up there and check. I said, you want me? He goes, nah, I just got to go check on him. He's all right. I'm sure he's all right. He goes up there. There's just the foundation left. His house is gone. And him.
I can't. Let's pick up there when we come back. We can do a very short
The water coming off the mountain. I'm supposed to do comedy. Sorry. But you asked about the flood, and that was it. Take a break.
Take a break and put a
bubblegum commercial on. Something nice.
We'll jump right back into comedy when we come back with Rich Steiner on Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to Night Lights. I'm your host, Pete Schwabe, coming to you live from Madison, Wisconsin tonight. Our question of the night is, it is National Bucket List Day. So what is on your bucket list? We will read your texts coming up. My guest right now is the very funny and very accomplished Rich Scheidner. He's an author and a legendary stand-up comic, and he made our popcorn pick of the week, which was Anatomy of a Fall. Great pick. And we just kind of ended the last segment on a very sad story. Hey, you know what?
I got some funny ones. I got some semi-sad funny. I won't even classify them as funny anymore.
Here's where I want to start, Rich. You post these great stories on Facebook, and you call it A History of Stand-Up Comedy. Is that a book, one of your books, or is it a book to be?
No, I've outlined it. I have a show that I do, A History of Stand-Up Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
So I have all these stories that there's no room in the show. I do an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes, and then do a Q&A. And there's so many other stories, and it covers so many different areas that I started putting them on. I have 100 videos prepared.
Wow.
I've been doing it for a while, and I stopped doing it, then I started doing it, then I was like, what am I doing with these things? I mean, I'll just start posting them. So as these younger people, you know, edit them and get them, put captions on them and get them ready to put on social media. I've just been posting them.
So here, that's where I'd like to start is you told that story right before the break about your friend. You have something called, and I watched this one a couple of days ago, Deathbed Humor. Can you elaborate on Deathbed Humor? That's a great one.
Yeah. You know, anybody can be funny when you're young and healthy, you know, but when you're dying and you come up with humor, that to me is, you know, gallows humor. They call it gallows humor. And gallows humor came from the fact, it's a story, whether it's apocryphal or it actually happened, I have no idea, but a condemned prisoner was walking up the gallows to the hangman's noose, and his foot creaked on a board. It just creaked. And he looked up, the executioner said, You sure this thing is safe? So that's where you get gallows humor from. I mean, if you can crack a joke while you're facing death. One of my favorites, W.C. Fields, who was a great vaudeville entertainer before he became a movie star back in the 30s, and he was a stand-up, and he was on his deathbed, and he was a noted atheist, and he had a Bible open on his chest, and his friend came in and said, W.C., you're reading the Bible? He said, looking for loopholes.
Oh, I love that one.
I love that kind of stuff.
I do too. The other one.
Voltaire. You ever hear Voltaire's last words? Voltaire's dying, and a priest, Voltaire, the French philosopher, he's dying, and a priest says, are you ready to renounce Satan? And Voltaire goes, my dear man, now is not a good time to make new enemies.
Oh, that's great. Where can people can people follow you on Facebook to hear these?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, okay. TikTok, Facebook, of course. Sure.
Other one I like so much, I had a guest on recently. Well, I'll let you do this first. This is when, what I love about this is when you see another comic bomb and you talk about how delicate jokes are and how they can be derailed so quickly by the staff or whatever. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, every comic knows that. I mean, if people are talking to the audience and distracts other people around them, jokes are delicate. You have to have the audience's full attention. That's why lights are important. So you're focused as an audience member on the person on stage talking, good sound system, elevated so the joke is presented in front of you very well. Jokes are very delicate. Fred Allen, who was a great entertainer back in vaudeville before he became a radio star back in the 30s, was working vaudeville one time, and he's working, and every once in a while you hear this clonk, and of course it knocked the punchline out of his joke. He's getting ready to do a punchline, a clonk, big clonk out in the audience. This goes on for a while, so finally he steps in front of the footlights and looks out, and sitting in the front row at this vaudeville theater is a man, and he's got a bucket of oysters, and he's shucking an oyster, slurping it, then throwing the shell in an empty metal bucket. So it's just clonk. I mean, just oblivious to the fact that there's a show going on. But every comic knows that, you know, the blender back in my day, your day, the blender in the rooms was, and then finally some clubs, they built boxes, soundproof boxes around the blender because everybody wanted a margarita or whatever it was, blender drinks. And that you'd be like, and then my dad said, in the back of the room. Once I was performing at this club and they didn't shut down the pool tables. Now the pool tables are the worst.
Oh, no.
You know, again, you know, you're going, and then I said, fuck. You know, the pool balls hitting each other, just any distraction.
I remember your buddy, Kevin Nealon, who you were in Roxanne with. You guys had a very funny scene with Steve Martin. Yeah. He was at Largo in L.A., and it was like 1998. And that at that time, it was the shakers when they make martinis. And so every time he said something, the shaker, the bartender would do the shaker, and he goes, oh, that's great. A couple of guys saw swingers last night. Like, it was just a great, you know. And my buddy, I don't know if you know Bill Gorgo from Chicago, but he had a story.
Yes.
Bill shared a story about, it was New Year's Eve somewhere down near Milwaukee, and it was 100 people, and they served crab legs. And all they could hear the whole time was people cracking crab legs.
The hammers, man. The hammers on the crab legs.
Oh, it's so great.
Crab, because the whole point of attention, you really have to work to get into a crab leg. So nobody's looking up from the crab legs. Right. They got a beer and they got a crab leg. And they're sipping and cracking and sucking. So nobody's looking up. Everyone's already looking up. Are you still up there, man?
Right.
It's crabs. Nobody's
keep saying, it down. I'm cracking
food,
a crab
worst
leg.
Food, worst food.
All right, so we got to do some news, and then I'm going to ask Rich about his Steve Martin story, which is awesome, and a Pee Wee Herman story. We're coming back right after Civic Media's news team keeps you informed. Rich Scheider is here, ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. and China sending conflicting messages over their trade war. President Trump insisting the two sides are actively discussing tariffs. It's not what China says.
President Trump for days has said that the U.S. and China are in contact every day and there are active conversations on trade and tariffs. But a spokesman for the Chinese government says that is, quote, fake news, and there is no engagement between the two countries.
ABC's Karen Travers. After the deadliest Russian missile attack on Kyiv in Ukraine for months, at least 12 people killed, 80 injured. President Trump on social media saying, quote, Vladimir, stop, and Trump today.
I wasn't happy with it.
Another federal judge today blocking the Trump administration from withholding federal funds from sanctuary cities. A man charged with arson and the massive New Jersey wildfire appearing in court today. Prosecutors allege 19-year-old Joseph Kling set a bonfire with wooden pallets and left the area without fully extinguishing it. This is ABC News.